I saw some things, acts of kindness that will stay with me forever. Women who had nothing or virtually nothing. I remember in those days we used to be on call and we would go out and pick up women during the night. Again, very naive, went off in our cars and, you know, to.
You don't do that now.
We don't do that now, no. And we would go and pick women up in remote villages in the dead of night with no protection. Nobody knew we were doing this. And I would, you know, phone into the refuge to let the women know that we were coming back with someone. And so that they wouldn't get a fright when we went to the door. And we would get there and they would have the kettle on and the mugs would be out and they would have a biscuit for her. They would be up and the bedroom door be open with the heating on and, you know, all these sorts of kind things. And the women would say, well, I was where she was not that long ago. And they would do this. I've seen women when we had an emergency admission and at tea time would take a couple of chips off each of their children's plates and a sausage here and there and make a meal for someone. I've seen that often. And those sort of things never leave you because. And that to me was the real women helping women helping women. You know, it was these women that made it better for women to have to come into refuge because they welcomed them and they tried to help them and they gave their children's clothes to the women for her children to go to school and they shared things and it, you know, they're amazingly brave, good, kind women.